Big.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Women's National NCAA Basketball Champion, South Carolina.
Perfection with a touch of sweet redemption. Undefeated South Carolina has won its third national championship.
Beating Iowa 87-75, the ABC TV coverage. Egypt says it'll greatly increase the number of aid trucks entering the Gaza Strip to 300 a day. Demanding changes from Israel to reduce civilian deaths in Gaza, President Biden. White House official John Kirby.
We got to see more. We've got to see it over time.
Kirby on ABC's This Week. The Senate's passed a Ukraine military aid bill. The House has not acted. Congressman Mike Turner, Ohio Republican.
We need to make certain that we know that authoritarian regimes never stop when they start an aggression. Ukraine needs our help and assistance now, and this is a very critical time for the U.S. Congress to step up.
Turner on CNN's State of the Union. This is ABC News. Preliminary hearings open tomorrow at the UN's top court in a case that seeks an end to German military and other aid to Israel based on claims that Berlin is facilitating acts of genocide in the war in Gaza. Major traffic headaches expected with tomorrow's total eclipse of the sun. Visitors have poured into Central Texas, one of the prime viewing locations. State Department of Transportation spokesperson Brad Wheelis.
Keep in mind the path of totality goes all the way across the state. And so we're going to have folks not only here in the Austin metro area and Hill Country, but San Antonio down at the border, up in Dallas and those areas. You're going to be stuck in traffic at some point.
One big one. One ticket sold in Oregon. Matched all the power ball numbers drawn last night, say lottery officials. The jackpot's over $1 billion under the option to get yearly installments. The one-time lump sum payment would be over $600 million. Seven other ticket holders around the U.S. won $1 million each in last night's drawing. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It's 5:03. We're at 46 degrees. Time for a news update sponsored by TC Auto Works, dedicated to customer satisfaction, providing both quality work and competitive prices. According to Alex Winter, any rain showers will gradually end this evening. Still mostly cloudy, breezy, with wind gusts up to 20 and a low of 43. 62 tomorrow with some sunshine and a mix of clouds and sun. Still mild on Tuesday, 60, mid-60s by Wednesday. We have received 0.16 of an inch of rain, and we're at 46 degrees in Richland Center so far, the daytime high.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes, and those clunky noises. I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Good evening from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Adam Hess. Here's what you need to know. In 2023, virtual vehicle vendor scam reports to the Better Business Bureau increased as fraudsters targeted high-end classic car buyers and exploited vehicle history reports to steal money and information. Since 2020, reports to the Better Business Bureau have shown that scammers used the COVID-19 pandemic to list non-existent vehicles of all kinds on real online marketplaces. In more recent reports, they are increasingly turning to fake websites modeled after licensed dealers. These lookalike websites use stolen photos, contact information, and even vehicle identification numbers to fool consumers. In virtual vehicle vendor scams and related fraud persist post-pandemic, the BBB examines the patterns of reports, reviews the amount of money lost, and learns from those caught up in the scams to protect the public through education. The key findings were online vehicle vendor scam reports to the Better Business Bureau scam tracker declined in 2022, but increased to new highs in 2023. Buyers 45 and older accounted for more than three-quarters of all reports on virtual vehicle vendor scams. Scammers increasingly rely on fake websites, often stealing pictures and listing information from licensed and legitimate sellers. Classic car buyers were targeted with low prices and promises to deliver rare cars across the nation. Fake vehicle history reports rose over the last 3 years. While median losses are smaller, consumers reported personal data theft as part of those scams. The Better Business Bureau has examined virtual vehicle vendor scams in depth since 2020, but scammers continue to change their tactics. The losses in these scams can be enormous. The BBB tip for those looking to buy a car online: do not purchase a vehicle report on your own vehicle for an interested buyer. View a vehicle in person if possible, or send someone you trust. Be wary of too-good-to-be-true prices. Opt for vehicle pickup over delivery whenever possible. Resist high-pressure sales tactics urging a quick decision. And use only approved vehicle identification number, VIN, lookup websites. Visit bbb.org to check out a business or register a complaint. According to recently published short-term industry employment projections for 2023-2025, Wisconsin's workforce and economic landscape are expected to continue significant growth. The projections indicate that the state has made a remarkable recovery from COVID-19, with employment fully restored as of the second quarter of 2023. Based on projections by DWD's state labor economists, Wisconsin will create 82,867 new jobs and grow by 2.47% across all industries between 2023 and 2025, with computer and mathematical occupations growing the fastest. Additionally, projections anticipate growth in employment across industry sectors. The leisure and hospitality industry experienced a sharp employment decline when COVID-19 hit. However, the sector leads employment growth in the 2023-25 projection, growing by 5.25% or over 15,000 jobs. Health employment also played a critical role in Wisconsin's economic recovery, and projections anticipate that the education and health services sector will soon surpass pre-pandemic employment levels. In addition, the healthcare support occupational group was among the top three groups to exceed pre-pandemic levels in 2020. You can visit the Wisconomy Projections page for Wisconsin industry and employment projections. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin, PSC, is now accepting grant applications for the Digital Connectivity and Navigators Program. This program aims to improve internet connectivity in the state, providing access to devices, technology, and digital navigators. Under the American Rescue Plan Act, or ARPA, the U.S. Department of the Treasury awarded Wisconsin $33 million through the Capital Project Fund, known as CPF, to administer the program. The Digital Connectivity and Navigators Program promotes digital connectivity by deploying devices such as computers, laptops, and tablets for all eligible households to have access to. The program also promotes digital connectivity through the installation of Wi-Fi equipment in eligible multi-dwelling units, which includes apartment buildings, condominiums, and mobile home parks. Both approaches will include the provision of digital navigation services to ensure Wisconsinites can make full use of the internet for work, education, health monitoring, and other essential activities. A digital navigator is a trusted guide who assists others with internet adoption and digital device use. The CPF is designed to address barriers to internet access that were exacerbated by the pandemic. Entities eligible to apply include nonprofits, libraries, higher education institutions, internet service providers, and local and tribal governments. The deadline to apply is June 19, 2024, by 1:30 p.m. The Wisconsin Broadband Office will host a webinar to provide detailed information about this grant program on Thursday, April 11, 2000. The link to register, you go to webinar.com and search CPF. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, known as DATCAP, together with the Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions, DFI, and SAVI, will be hosting a free student loan repayment webinar Tuesday, April 9th. Join this interactive webinar at noon to learn about the federal student loan repayment plan and forgiveness programs, including the U.S. Department of Education's one-time payment count adjustment taking place this summer. During the webinar, borrowers will learn about current student loan debt relief scams to avoid and how to use the free Wisconsin student loan repayment tool created by public benefit corporation SAVI. That's SAVI is a technology startup on a mission to help borrowers navigate the complex student loan system. Their student loan experts will answer questions about federal student loan repayment and explain how their tool can help borrowers navigate the complexities of federal student loan repayment plans, forgiveness programs, and lowering student loan payments. Using SAVI's tool may help borrowers reduce their monthly payments and optimize their repayment plans. To learn more, visit elevatewi.bysavi.com. Student loan borrowers can find additional free repayment resources on the DFI Student Loan Web Repayment webpage. Borrowers with questions are encouraged to call the Wisconsin Student Loan Help Hotline at 833-589-0750 or contact Federal Student Aid. Student loan borrowers who have been the victim of a scam should report it immediately by filing a complaint online, emailing DATCP Hotline at wisconsin.gov or call DATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline at 800-422-7128. Join the free student loan repayment webinar Tuesday, April 9th at noon. You can register at Eventbrite. Call before you dig. Alliant Energy encourages residents and contractors to call 811 before any digging projects. A quick call to 811 or click on call811.com prior to planting trees or shrubs, fencing a yard, or building a playset can prevent a fine and a potentially dangerous accident with gas or electric lines. The announcement coincides with National Safe Digging Month. Spring is a popular time for digging projects, and April is a month to acknowledge the hazards and raise awareness of safe digging practices. It's not just about the call, it's the law, and it can keep you and your neighbors safe. 811 is a national free service available year-round. After you call 811 to describe where and when you plan to dig, utilities mark the locations of buried lines with high-visibility paint or flags. Yellow paint or markings indicate buried natural gas lines. Red paint or markings identify electric lines. When you dig, you should stay 18 inches away from the marked lines. If you must work within an 18-inch tolerance zone, dig by hand and use extreme caution. And taking care of community is an important part of the Lions' mission. April has been dedicated to supporting the local food pantry by the Spring Green Lions Club. Your help is needed to make this a success. Cash gifts are welcome for every dollar donated to the Lions Club for the food pantry. The Spring Green Lions Club will match your gift with a dollar contribution all the way up to $1,000. Your gift can be emailed to Spring Green Lions Club. Attention Food Pantry, P.O. Box 313, Spring Green, Wisconsin 53588. Make checks payable to Spring Green Lions Club and note Arena, Lone Rock, or Spring Green in the memo line of your check. Call before you dig. April is National Safe Digging Month, and spring is a popular time for digging projects. Local energy companies encourage residents and contractors to call 811 before any digging projects. A quick call to 811 prior to planting trees or shrubs, fencing a yard, or building a playset can prevent a fine and a potentially dangerous accident with gas or electric lines. It's not just about the call, it's the law, and it can keep you and your neighbors safe. Call 811 before you dig. Good evening. It's time for today's vital statistics from WRCO-FM News and Civic Media. Michael Call, 73, of Richland Center and formerly of Bear Valley, died Wednesday at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital after a battle with dementia and PTSD. Funeral services will be held Tuesday morning at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Military rites will follow by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Burial will be at St. Killian Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call on Monday at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church from 4:30 until 8, and again on Tuesday morning from 10 a.m. until the time of the service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center is assisting the family with their arrangements. Michael Call, 73, of Richland Center and formerly of Bear Valley. Deborah Ann Burke, 71, of Richland Center, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held Thursday morning at 11 at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Parish in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Parish Thursday from 10:30 a.m. until the time of the Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Deborah Ann Burke, 71, of Richland Center. Donna Joy Elliott, 70, of Richland Center, died Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held Friday afternoon at 12:30 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be held at a later date. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home on Friday from 10 a.m. until the time of the service at 12:30. Donna Joy Elliott, 70, of Richland Center. Janine Young, 64, of Richland Center, died January 10th at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 2 at Sportsman's Lounge in Muscadet. Memorials may be directed to a Grace Hospice Care. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Janine Young, 64, of Richland Center. Dennis Brown, 73, of Muscadet, died Wednesday at the Richland Hospital. A Celebration of Life gathering will be held Saturday from noon until 2 at the Muscadet Sportsman's Club. Burial will be in St. Malachi's Catholic Cemetery, Clyde, at a later date. The family requests no flowers, but donations in Dennis's name be directed to a charity of your choice in the greater Muscadet area or to a veterans organization. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Dennis Brown, 73, of Muscadet.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hey, good Sunday evening to you. I'm meteorologist Alex Winter for WRCO. Still quite breezy through the rest of this evening with areas of spotty light rain showers gradually coming to an end as we go into tonight. Temperatures will be steady around 45 degrees this evening with southeast winds blustery at 15 to 30 miles per hour. We'll see those winds only dial back to about 10 to 15 miles per hour overnight, staying cloudy with most of those rain showers coming to an end by midnight. Low temperatures tonight only dip to 43 degrees, as we do expect some warmer conditions on the way for Monday. Some breaks of sunshine through the clouds by the afternoon. Highs will reach to near 62 on Monday. Still a bit breezy, however, with southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Monday night lows will dip back down to 39 with southwest to west winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies expected overhead for Monday night. For Tuesday, partly sunny and still on the mild side. Highs reach to near 60 once again. again. West winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour throughout the day. We'll see temperatures fall back to a low of 38 and staying dry for Tuesday night under partly cloudy skies, but a few more clouds in the forecast for Wednesday. It will be warmer, however. Highs reach to near 65 degrees by the afternoon. And then as we go into Wednesday night, mostly cloudy skies will be taking over. Temperatures only fall to a low near 43 degrees, but as we go into Thursday, things turn breezy and colder. Look for scattered rain showers throughout the day on Thursday as well. High temperatures only reaching to near 58. We'll see lows for Thursday night fall back to 39 with any rain showers gradually coming to an end. And then partly sunny and blustery for Friday, highs near 55 degrees. Thankfully dry throughout the day on Friday and into Friday night. Lows will fall back to near 37. And then sunny to partly cloudy throughout the day on Saturday, just a bit warmer. Highs reach to near 61 by the afternoon. Clouds increase by Saturday evening and look for a chance for some rain showers to move in by Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Alex Winter.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, we're at our daytime high of 46, following a low this morning of 40. Cloudy skies, 0.16 of an inch of rain since the rain began earlier today around the 8 a.m. mark. We do have a 7-mile-per-hour northeast wind, pretty steady, and we could see wind gusts up to 20 during the overnight. The high yesterday, 56. The record high in 1871 was 82. The record low in 1982 was 7. 1 year ago, 57 the high, 28 the low. Sun will set tonight at 7:35. Sunrise tomorrow morning at 6:32. The barometric pressure is steady at 29.78, a northeast wind at 7, and 0.16 of an inch of rain. Our high yesterday, 56. The morning low, 40. Currently, cloudy skies, and we're at 46 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This March, Wendy's has some amazing deals on their hamburgers made with fresh, never frozen beef.
Like a juicy Dave's single for $1 and a fresh $2 Dave's double with in-app offer.
It's such a good deal, we wrote a little ditty about it.
Get it for $1. Dave's single, order in the app. Dave's single, get it for $1. Choose wisely, choose Wendy's official hamburger March Madness.
Limited time offer, participating U.S. Wendy's. See offer details and redeem at Wendy's app. Account registration required. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S. and Alaska.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro, Lawston Equipment in Lawston, or Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find us online at hillsboroequipment.com.
WRCOFM Radio Sports, brought to you tonight by members of the Sports Boosters Club. We'll have a look back at a Brewer victory and all the big league baseball scores that are finals. We'll pass them along as well. And the NCAA men's championship game is set for Monday. Of course, you heard that Iowa lost in the women's matchup championship game today.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
Good evening with a look at sports on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. I'm Adam Hess. Baseball games played in the area yesterday as part of the weekend. Belleville got by Evansville by a final of 4-1. It was Iowa Grant 14 and Orangeville 2. Iowa Grant beat Monticello Albany in that tournament, the second game, and Viroqua shut out Iron Mountain, Michigan, 10-0. Softball finals, Judah Albany, a 5-2 win over River Ridge. Broadhead down Mount Horeb, 6-5. Dodgeville, no trouble with Wisconsin Heights, 14-1. And Cuba City shut out Potosi-Cassville, 10-0. Wanakee 3, River Ridge 2. Potosi-Cassville then came back with another win over Wisconsin Heights, 12-0 in the Cuba City quad. Cuba City, they doubled up on Dodgeville in their final game of the day by a final of 8-4. William Contreras belted 2 home runs of the season and just missed another blast in a 12-4 Brewer win over the Mariners today to close the opening homestand at American Family Field on a high note. A day after being presented with his 2023 Silver Slugger Award, the first Brewer catcher ever to win that honor, Contreras looked the part with 4 hits and 5 runs knocked in. He singled and scored in a 3-run first inning, hit a 2-run homer in a 3-run second, lofted a long RBI single off the right field wall in the fourth, and capped the day with another 2-run blast in the eighth, with Mariners third baseman Josh Rojos pitching in a blowout. That kind of breathing room hasn't been the norm for the 6-2 Brewers in the early going. Each of their first 5 wins prior to today were decided by 3 runs or fewer, including 3 1-run wins. But against the starter for Seattle, Emerson Hancock, and the relievers who followed, the Brewers had a 10-2 lead by the fourth inning and had already eclipsed their season high for runs scored. They finished with 14 hits, 1 shy of the season high. The Brewers are in action again tomorrow night at Cincinnati. The pregame on the road is 5:05 p.m. from WRCE, our sister station, AM 1450 and FM 107.7. One other interleague final from today, Pittsburgh down Baltimore 3-2. American League, Minnesota and Cleveland postponed. Houston and Texas play later tonight. Oakland upended Detroit 7-1, Kansas City over the Chi Sox 5-3, and the Yankees toppled Toronto 8-3. In the National League, 2 weather delays. Miami at St. Louis and the Dodgers at the Cubs. They're still going to try to play those games at some point today. Atlanta over Arizona 5-2. It was Washington 3-2 over Philadelphia. And the Mets a 3-1 win over Cincinnati. Former teammates, Braves executives, and family members remember Hank Aaron's unwavering strength despite receiving racist hate mail and threats during his pursuit of Babe Ruth's home run record. Teammates including Dusty Baker and Tom House will return Monday as the Braves celebrate the 50th anniversary of Aaron's record-breaking 715th home run. Baker was on deck, and House caught the record homer in the Braves' bullpen before delivering the ball to Aaron at home plate. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred is expected to attend a preview of a new Aaron exhibit at the Atlanta History Center. Cleveland Guardians ace Shane Bieber will have season-ending Tommy John elbow surgery, a major blow to the team and the 2020 Cy Young Award winner. Bieber, who missed several months last season with elbow issues, experienced pain following an opening day start in Oakland and again this week against Seattle. The right-hander underwent imaging tests and reconstructive surgery on his ulnar collateral ligament and was recommended by several doctors. The recovery time can take up to 16 months following that surgery. Bieber is entering his final year under contract with the Guardians. The 28-year-old is 62-32 with a 3.22 ERA in 134 career starts with Cleveland. Washington National pitcher Steven Strasburg has announced his retirement, ending the 2019 World Series MVP's injury-filled career. Since leading Washington to its only World Series title 5 years ago, the 35-year-old pitched just 31 innings over 8 starts. Strasburg was 113-62. He boasted a 3.2 ERA over 13 seasons and made 3 All-Star appearances. He led the National League with 18 victories in 2019 and then delivered a dominant postseason going 5-0 with a 1.98 ERA ERA over six appearances. He signed a seven-year, $245 million contract in December 2019, but threw only 528 pitches in the majors since signing that contract. UConn and Purdue have fought their way to a matchup in the NCAA championship basketball game. The Huskies are the number one overall seed and can become the first repeat champion since Florida did it in 2006-07. UConn advanced by beating Alabama in Saturday's second game at the Final Four. Purdue is in the title game for the first time since its only other appearance in 1969 in a loss to UCLA. The Boilermakers lost to a 16 seed a year ago, but recovered to reach their third Final Four. They advanced to the championship game by beating North Carolina State yesterday in the first national semifinal. That's a look at sports for your Sunday. I'm Adam Hess.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli-fresh pizzas, kitchen-fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. Looking for a flexible job opportunity? The House on the Rock Resort in Rural Spring Green is hiring for various positions, including front desk associates, janitorial maintenance, and more. They have openings for first, second, and third shifts, with both part-time and full-time positions available. Most positions run through October, while others extend through December, with some being summer-only roles. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join the team and be part of a fantastic resort experience.
The annual Ithaca Lions Club consignment auction will be Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Now is the time to list items you would like to consign to make sure your item receives full advertising exposure. If you're considering being a seller at the April 28th sale, contact Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692, Dick Hauser at 585-4808, or Fred Fry at 585-2921 by Wednesday, April 17th to have your items listed in wide area advertising. This is especially important if you have a larger item like a tractor, farm implement, car, truck, or boat. Remember, this is a consignment auction. You keep the money, less a reasonable commission, which supports the Ithaca Lions community projects. Turn items you no longer need into cash with the help of the Ithaca Lions consignment auction, Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. To list your item, contact Dean Reinhardt, Dick Hauser, or Fred Fry.
I've been hanging around this place. I've been looking through your space. I've been waiting for you. I've been waiting for you. All the places you would go. All the people that you know. I've been looking for you. I've been looking for you. And all them pretty people up on El Cerrito Place, they all got something in pockets, all got something on their face. Well, they roll down to La Brea, where it meets the boulevard, singing hallelujah while they dance over the stars. They all think they're going far, me. I've been looking for you, baby. I've been looking for you, baby. I've been looking for you, baby. I've been looking for you, baby, all night long. All night long. All night long. Somebody said they might have seen you where the ocean meets the land. So I've been out here all night looking for your footprints in the sand. Or did you hear the ocean singing? Or baby, did you sing along as you danced over the water to some old forgotten song? Or will you even hear it all? Me, I've been looking for you, baby. I've been looking for you, baby. Just after daylight, there's a Joshua tree grows that little place you always like. Well, these pioneer town people ain't got too much to say. And if they might have seen you, they ain't giving you away. Well, now it's been 2 days. I've been looking for you, baby. 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 All night long. All night long. All night long. Back to El Cerrito place. That's the last time that I saw that pretty smile upon your face. I've been looking for you, baby.
That's one musician who, in my opinion, probably should have hit it a little bigger, Charlie Robison. I had a chance to see him live many calendars ago, and the live show he put on was extraordinary. Here's a man who was part of a radio show interview I did back in 2002. He's from the Madison area. It's Jerry Lear.
I got a new apartment. I sit out on the deck. I've got a killer view of my new Corvette. My stereo is playing all my favorite tunes. The only thing I'm missing here is you. I won't deny that life's been treating me real good, but I can't lie, I'd make some changes if I could. Thank you. brand new clothes. You ought to see me now. I got myself in shape, I've been working out. I've got a bunch of friends, they call me on the phone. They know how much I hate being alone. I won't deny that life's been treating me real good, but I can't lie, I'd make some changes if I could.
It's local music.
Local music on WRCO-FM.
From Adams to Wazika, Boaz to Ithaca, and everywhere in between. It's local music on WRCO-FM and
Civic Media.
I work for this company, man, the pay is great. But every now and then they go and send me out of state. It ain't right to make me spend my nights away from you. All this time I thought my boss was cool. So I worked out the system, Friday morning I'd clock in. I'd sneak off at noon and get clocked out by a friend. Come quitting time I'd be 4 hours down that interstate. But Friday noon my boss was at the gate. He said, "Where's the fire?" And I just grinned. He said, "Don't get you. Me, I'll fire your friend. Now, boy, you've got some explaining to do." So I pulled up my picture view, and he let me go, cause he knew where's the fire. The closer that I get to you, the faster that I roll. About 2 o'clock this morning, I was really flying low. I could see you in your nightgown, waiting at the door. It was hard to keep that pedal off the floor. Well, I heard him hit the siren, I saw the flashing lights. I eased off the pedal and pulled up on the right. I swear that trooper was the biggest cop I'd ever seen. His eyes were hard and his voice was cold and mean. He said, "Where's the fire?" And I just grinned. He said, "Don't get cute with me, I'll run you in. Now, boy, you've got some explaining to do." So I pulled out my picture of you, and he let me go, cause he knew where's the fire. Honey, when we're old and gray, if you're the first to go, I'll get on my knees and pray St. Peter calls me home. If he asks me why I wanna go before my time, I'll tell him I just gotta get inside. To say, "Where's the fire?" And I'll just grin. To say, "Don't get cute with me, you won't get in. Now, boy, you've got some explaining to do." So I'll pull out my picture of you, and he'll let me go, cause he'll know where's the fire.
before you dig. April is National Safe Digging Month, and spring is a popular time for digging projects. Local energy companies encourage residents and contractors to call 811 before any digging projects. A quick call to 811 prior to planting trees or shrubs, fencing a yard, or building a playset can prevent a fine and potentially dangerous accident with gas or electric lines. It's not just about the call, it's the law, and it can keep you and your neighbors safe. Call 811 before you dig.
Us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money-saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
Richland Electric Cooperative would like to invite its members to the 88th Annual Meeting, Saturday, April 13th. The meeting will be held at the Richland Electric Cooperative Service Center, located at 30 East Robb Road. Registration will take place at 8:30. The business meeting follows at 9. All members registered will receive a $20 bill credit. Just a reminder, your registration label can be found on the front page of the Wisconsin Energy Cooperative News Magazine. We hope to see you Saturday, April 13th, for the 88th Annual Meeting of Richland Electric Cooperative.
At Benson Insurance Agency, they've got you covered for life's unexpected twists. From life and car insurance to home, UTV, four-wheeler, farm, commercial auto, and property, they've got you covered. Count on them for competitive rates and professional services that prioritize your peace of mind. Your protection is their priority. Call them at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in safeguarding what matters most. They're not just agents, they're your advocates.
A friend has experienced the death of someone loved. You want to help, but you are not sure how to go about it. This is Nick Hodge with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Helping begins with your ability to be an active listener. Don't worry so much about what you will say. Just listen to the words that are being shared with you. By walking with your friend in grief, you are giving one of life's most precious gifts, yourself.
Join us for the 2024 Baseball Team Annual Cookout at Jones Chevrolet on Wednesday, April 10th, running from 10:30 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. Indulge in delicious hamburgers, brats, hot dogs, drinks, chips, and baked goods. Your support helps our local high school baseball team thrive. The team's annual cookout at Jones Chevrolet, Wednesday, April 10th from 10:30 until 1:30.
I guess I
it. You're gone and did it. Love gets me every time. Well, weekend warriors and civic media Adam aficionados, that's going to do it for me and Shania. I'm moving on out. I'll be back to do it all over again nice and dark and early next Saturday. Old Country's right around the corner. 5 minutes away from the top of the hour, 46 degrees. I'm heading down to the honky tonk.
Got a house down a back road. I got a flag on the front porch. I got a dog named Waylon. I got a driveway that needs paving. I got a boat with a two-stroke, a couple guaranteed to make you laugh jokes. I got friends in low places. Yeah, life is what you're making. I might not end up in the Hall of Fame with a star on a sidewalk with my name, or a statue in my hometown when I'm gone. Nobody gonna name their babies after me. I might not go down in history, but I'll go down to the honky-tonk. Got a girl named Sheila. She goes bash on tequila. Got a job that gets the job done. I got a loan at the bank, it's a big one. The only place you might see my name is on a wall for a good time call. I'm a local legend on a Friday night in a Pabst Blue Ribbon neon light. I might not end up in the Hall of Fame with a star on a sidewalk with my name, or a statue in my hometown when I'm gone. Nobody gonna name their babies after me. I might not go down in history, but I'll go down to the honky-tonk. I go down to the honky tonk. I go down to the honky tonk. I go down. I go down to the honky tonk. I go down to the honky tonk. I go down to the honky tonk. I go down. I go down to the honky tonk. In the Hall of Fame with a star on a sidewalk with my name, or a statue in my hometown when I'm gone. Nobody gonna name their babies after me. I might not go down in history, but I'll go down to the honky-tonk. I go down to the honky-tonk. I go down to the honky-tonk. I go down. Down to the honky-tonk. I go down to the honky-tonk. I go down to the honky-tonk. I go down. I go down to the honky-tonk.
Join us for the 2024 Baseball Team Annual Cookout at Jones Chevrolet on Wednesday, April 10th, running from 10:30 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. Indulge in delicious hamburgers, brats, hot dogs, drinks, chips, and baked goods. Your support helps our local high school baseball team thrive. The team's annual cookout at Jones Chevrolet, Wednesday, April 10th from 10:30 until 1:30. Call before you dig. April is National Safe Digging Month, and spring is a popular time for digging projects. Local energy companies encourage residents and contractors to call 811 before any digging projects. A quick call to 811 prior to planting trees or shrubs, fencing a yard, or building a playset can prevent a fine and a potentially dangerous accident with gas or electric lines. It's not just about the call, it's the law, and it can keep you and your neighbors safe. Call 811 before you dig.
WRCO.